My name is Keith Bollinger from the Cochran Fountain City FFA chapter in Wisconsin, and I am an American star in agri-science.
Gosh, that has a nice sound to it.
It really does, and it is a great honor to be here today.
What was going through your mind when you walked on stage at Lucas Oil, being around the other three finalists, but hearing your name called as the American star?
It was the greatest thing in the world. You know, all the finalists should be honored to be where they are. I mean, four finalists out of everyone in the nation, it is a great honor. But for me to be selected as the best of the best, is words cannot describe how happy and how overjoyed I am.
No, Keith, I was sitting here and I watched you walk on stage and I thought, I recognize him. We talked a couple of years ago.
Yes, we did. In 2009, I was a finalist in the Environmental Science and Natural Resources Proficiency. And there I was named the national winner for that proficiency area.
So does this top that?
Oh, undoubtedly. This is the greatest honor. This is my last year, so to go out like this and to win this is truly, truly a blessing.
Tell me about the area.
Well, our area is Star in Agri-Science, so research projects. And for my particular project, I had a variety of environmental science projects ranging from propagating and releasing 270,000 Galarusso beetles on the Mississippi River, inventorying 800 acres of forested marshland for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, reestablishing 2 5-acre bluff prairies, and numerous wildlife projects, such as Canada geese goose banding, woodpecker, songbird, and woodcock surveys.
Wow. Keith, is this experience going to help you down the road as far as a career?
Absolutely. I will be graduating this year from the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point with a major in wildlife ecology and a minor in geographic information systems and spatial analysis. And I plan to attend a grad school program for wildlife ecology. And after that, I hope to acquire a job as a natural resource biologist with a state, federal, or private agency.
So what role has FFA played through all of this?
It's played a tremendous role. I don't think I would be here today if it wasn't for the FFA. FFA has given me so much hands-on experience on environmental science techniques used to monitor the environment, invaluable professional contacts both at the state and government and federal level, and just numerous other contacts. Like, just being a star finalist has allowed me to come in contact with so many other organizations such as Monsanto, Syngenta, and Dow AgriScience, and all of them have so much opportunities for me as a natural resource biologist.
So let me ask real quick, who along the way has been there to give that support that you've needed?
There are so many to thank. I mean, my community, but most of all, my mother, my father. They welded me and they gave me the work ethic and the strong determination that I have. My FFA advisors, Mr. Chris Richer and Ms. Chris Jumbeck, and just everyone at the FFA, in Wisconsin FFA, that's helped me in any way, and just all the professional contacts. Mary Stefanski, my employer at U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, our local county biologist, Chris Johansson, our local warden, Bob Jumbeck, and just there are so many people to thank, and I just want to, I can't name them all, but I want to say thank you to anyone who has helped me in any way in my life. You are the reason I am here today, and I have won this award.
Keith, I know you've got to get to a television interview, but let me congratulate you again. It's so good to see you, and especially to see that medal around your neck.
Thank you. It is a true honor, and it is a pleasure seeing you again.